Discussion with Ajahn Suchin in Bangkok, March 2005. Recorded by Jonathan, edited by Jonathan and Sarah. March 29th, morning session with Sarah, Azita, Jonathan, Suchin, Christine, Vince and Nancy.
I think that if we would like to specify by way of whether it is yoniso manasikara or not, when there is no wholesome cetasika accompanying, so by that way when we specify, it cannot be yoniso manasikara. But since when chavana is wholesome, it says that the whole process is sangvara too. It's not just the chavana which is sangvara, but it's also the whole process. So if we don't specify whether it is or not, then we can simply say that the whole process is like chavana because it's sangvara by chavana. So I think that that is not quite a problem to really say whether it is or it is not, but we can say that if we talk about specifically whether it is or not, when there is no sopana cetasika accompanies, it cannot be kusala. But since the chavana is wholesome kusala, then we simply say that it is yoniso manasikara as well.
So are you saying then that when it refers to yoniso, it's not referring just to the cetasika? You're saying it refers to the whole process?
I mean that when it is kriya citta, not accompanied with any hetu at all, we cannot say that it is exactly sopana or yoniso.
No.
But since the chavana which follows is sopana, so we can simply say that the...
This is what you mentioned on the phone. So if the yavana is sopana, you can say, okay, the manodvara-vajana is sopana just because it's in the same process.
Right.
But this is just speaking conventionally. But in fact, of course, the yoniso has to refer to the sopana cetasika.
Because I think that it's not important at all if we try to stick and try to understand just the word and the meaning, but not the reality itself.
Right. This quote from the Tika to the Visuddhimagga, for the profitableness of profitable feeling, so in other words, the sopana feeling, is not due to its association with profitable consciousness, it's not due to being associated with the kusala citta, but rather to wise attention, yoniso manasikara, and so on. That's why it's said as to kind jati. To me, when I read this, it refers to the citta seeker. Is that how you understand?
I think that to me, I don't mind too much about these things, because as much as we can really understand it through the development of understanding of a reality, then it's impossible just to know, like those in the old days who knew everything, like all the arahatas and people after the death 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago. So as much as we can develop the understanding of reality, it indicates how much we have accumulation to understand this. Because it's impossible if we just keep on thinking about this and know nothing about reality which is appearing now.
But I think that when there is some understanding of realities, whether it is wise, it has to refer to the jhavana process. It can't refer to kriya.
Yeah, but who can know the moment from moment arising and falling?
Right, okay,
yeah.
So this is why it can be used generally.
Why is jetana not a khanda? It would seem...
It is.
But there's vedana khanda, sanya khanda, and then the sankara khanda, which is all the others.
50 jetasikas,
which jetana is the mind. But because jetana just seems like such an important one, because it's jetana that is the karmic...
That's why it's sankara khanda, because it's important.
But But I would give it another khanda all to itself.
Six
I would give six khandas. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just seemed like a very important one, almost as important, if not more so,
yes,
in my way of
yeah.
thinking.
But if you think about the basic in the day of which can bring this or that sankhara khanda, Chetana plays a very important role because everyone clings to Vedana. So even Chetana follows or is ruled or is led by feeling.
Yes.
Since it's mm-hmm. like this, so the Chetana and other Chetasika is Sankara Khanda for having such and such Vedana.
When you say led by feeling, the color rises.
I mean that it's very important that the other chetasikas have to do something to have such kind of vedana,
mm-hmm.
because of the clinging of vedana is so very strong. If you like something, it's so pleasant, then all the chetasikas would be sankhara khanda to develop or to have such feeling again and again.
Just to sidetrack a little, but in the Honeyball Sutta it says that what one feels, one perceives, I think is Vedana and Sanya.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a specific correlation there?
And for the part or the role of Sanya, if there is no memory at all, no memory of Vedana, no memory of anything, is it important to have this and that? Or since the Sanya remembers and the Vedana feels, so the other Chetasika helps.
Is there a reason why it always says that according to what is felt?
It depends on what are you talking about. For example, if you are talking about Satipatthana, no mentioning about Vedana or Sanya.
Sanya. But in suttas where it talks about what is felt, according to what is felt, then there's the perceiving and so on. Is this just because of showing the importance that is attached
yeah.
to Vedana?
And also it's that which can be known. For example, if we do not think about Patsa or Panya or Sati or Lobha or Tosa, what is there? See, the feeling and the Sanya is there each moment. Like now.
Like now, yes.
The Sanya like now and the feeling like now.
Something came up on that list. Sanya, it does two things, and I thought that makes sense. It marks the object and it also remembers. So at the moment of it marking an object, how does it remember?
If it cannot, how can it mark?
Well, I think of it as each object arises, that object is marked.
By
Sanya.
So, at the same time?
But then how do we remember? How
it's not we, but at the same time Sanya remembers too. What it
by
marks.
By marking
yeah.
it. So when I'm sitting here thinking about the past, that's just...
Yeah. Sanya arises with each citta.
So it can have concept as an object.
Because I think that now we are talking or thinking about realities while there is no awareness of any reality. That's why there is doubt all the time about this and that. And we can know our ability that we have accumulated, whether we can be aware of Sanya or of Patsa, of Artha Chetasika, or leave it to Sati and the accumulation. Because no expectation at all what will appear to be object of right understanding when it's developed. Just study in order to let go, no clinging to realities as when we do not hear anything, when we didn't understand reality at all. And after that, even sati arises, it has to go together with detachment. Otherwise, it cannot really see reality as it is, because lobha is there, attachment is there to hinder all the time. So how it is said that all the four noble truths are subtle, so very subtle, even the path is subtle too.
Can you say a bit more about sati with detachment?
Yeah, because all kusala usually arises with sopana chetasika.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's sopana, there is no attachment, no lobha. So when it's satipatthana, it's higher than that. But usually the strength of the accumulation of the idea of self is there, very deeply rooted. And the awareness arises not so often. So whenever there is awareness, what follows instantly? So Panya has to know all those moments as no self.
We say there's no point in trying to pinpoint this is sanya, this is passa, mm-hmm. otherwise it's just clinging and expectations, and we know that only a Buddha can know all the ingredients of the soup or the curry, and yet we talk about knowing precisely the characteristic which appears.
By sati.
So the characteristic that appears is very precise or very specific, not just a blurry combination of passa and sanya and
not in the beginning at all.
It has to develop.
Mm-hmm. Because everything arises and falls away in split seconds.
Right.
And we learn a lot about each one. For example, the characteristic of a reality like cetana or sanya, cetasika, not just the characteristic, also the function, the manifestation and the proximate cause. But who can know that?
Mm-hmm.
Even right now, sanya arises and falls away, patsa arises and falls away. Each moment, who knows?
But when it's a blurry combination that appears not precise characteristic, can one refer to it as satipatthana because it's not a precise characteristic in that moment?
Nobody can change the characteristic of any reality at all.
Right.
So when awareness is aware, the characteristic of one character of a reality is appearing to sati. But it doesn't mean that the panya is so keen that it can let go or it can become detached instantly from clinging to it.
Right.
But the characteristic cannot be changed.
Right.
So it's a matter of developing panya.
Right.
For example, when it's soft, just a moment, we don't know how many varas.
Mm-hmm.
But
how many soft varas to...
Yeah, and sati is aware. Yeah.
What's vara?
How many processes, for example, for hardness to appear. It's not just that there is one process with hardness as the object. Many. Otherwise,
uncountable processes. So, in the last 3 weeks or so, I've been feeling really down and frustrated about all of this. I think it's because of clinging for results.
Right.
Okay. I've worked that one out, but it's been really bad feelings for about 3 weeks.
Because it's done by self.
Mm-hmm. I want.
Letting go anything at all.
Well, it seems to be more clinging on than letting go.
So you can see clinging better when there is awareness. Otherwise, we talk about lopa, we talk about different level of clinging, but when, see, it's gone instantly after it has arisen. So when there is the development of sati, everything comes to be clearer by awareness to know that it's like that, like the disturbing moment, see, who can do anything, but there can be the understanding of it. But when it's not the understanding, the idea of self try to do something and having more unpleasant feeling by having it uncontrollable. So it's the way to go with right understanding, like the struggling of developing panya with detachment. And we can see that this is the silapata brahmasa. As long as it's there and panya does know and lopa try to do something different. It has to be like this. That's why there are 4 types of the development of panya. Tukkha, patipatta, tantha, pinya. All of us. Tukkha, patipatta, tantha, pinya.
And what is that translated as?
Dukkha.
There's the 4 ways of development. One is laboriously and with difficulty and slowly, I think laboriously and slowly, is that right? And then easily and slowly, and then laboriously and quickly.
Oh, okay,
like
right. Yes, I have read
his spell the first one.
Dukkha.
Dukkha.
Dukkha. Dukkha. Dukkha. Dukkha. Dukkha.
Dukkha. Dukkha.
Dukkha. And
painful.
And tantra pinya.
Tantra pinya.
Slow.
Slow.
Realization.
Yeah.
When we talk about detachment as a function of understanding, are you referring to aloba?
And panya.
And panya.
Because,
so aloba, yeah, accompanying, uh-huh, panya. We talked in India about patience as being virya chetasika. Now you also somewhere else refer to patience as adosa.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk in English about patience, courage, effort, energy, I mean these all sound like very different qualities. Can one say they are different aspects of virya, or that they all have the same
meaning? I think
meaning,
it's not
or?
Just virya, but also other chetasikas which accompany at that time,
right,
too.
Right. Because before you mentioned patience as being a dosa chetasikas with regard to an object, patience with the heat or cold or something like this.
Because you see that sometimes the adosa appears and sometimes
virya
appears.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when it's the virya that appears as patience, I considered this quite a lot. Is it in the sense of the meaning of virya as non-collapse? We say in English it won't succumb, that it stays with the object or supports the other objects, it continues with the task, is it that?
I think that when time hasn't come yet, we cannot think or know it exactly, like the uneasy moments when it comes and we know. For example, if we are hearing something so unpleasant about ourselves, and the mind is still have karuna or metta, no dosa, at that moment, what appears?
Right.
It has to go with virya too,
right,
to be patient,
patience,
and adosa as well.
Adosa,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it depends,
yeah,
on at that moment, it has to understand the combination,
right,
of all jetasikas at a certain time.
Right.
So it doesn't pinpoint that there is kanti jetasik or things,
right,
like that, but
right,
only 52,
right,
jetasikas.
Right.
Yeah, so over these last couple of weeks I've been thinking of that discussion in that Gangtok hotel about I will be patient. I will put up with this unpleasant feeling.
Yeah.
And it actually made me laugh just because, yeah, I don't think it's
because
good to like
people
patience.
Think about accumulating parami, but they select certain situation. But it's wrong because it has to be at any situation and any time. So I think that the India trip can remind all of us about right then, if there is kusala, it's parami.
Mm.
But when it's not, can we have other time to have parami?
Mm. You mentioned in something I was reading the other day about when someone listens to the Dharma, some will hear and it will make good sense and others won't get anything, and you said it depends on the parami that have been accumulated,
mm-hmm,
how much punya arises,
mm-hmm,
when one hears the truth. When you're referring here to how much parami is, that has been accumulated, what exactly are you meaning?
For example, when we are listening to Dhamma, but it's not like what you like to hear, what is citta at that moment?
Mm.
Ka. Be patient,
right,
understanding, have karuna, or developing satipatthana. So it's
depends
all, yeah, accumulation,
always,
yeah.
So it's not
just one barami at a time.
Right.
But yeah, dosa, accumulations of dosa, I guess.
But how does this relate to what you were saying earlier about the period of moodiness? And you said it's clinging to self. Ajahn agreed with that. But does it mean there's more clinging to self?
We
generally
usually say that we cling, but when there's no awareness, is there clinging? Or is it dosa? Or what is there? Because you see that we all mention about clinging, and dosa. But when there's no awareness, can we understand the moment of clinging? Because clinging must have the object of clinging. And we simply say the five khandhas are the object of clinging. all five, so what? But whenever there is only one reality right there and there is clinging, so one knows that clinging clings to that certain object.